Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to my show on Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio called Let's Ask the Angels, and we're here to learn about how to connect with the angels and how to live a life with more grace and ease. So my name again is Barbara Calvano, and I have a practice called B. Calvano Coaching, where I'm a certified angel card reader, also a certified assertiveness coach, flower therapy, a healer, realm reader, advanced tarot, angel tarot reader, all from Doreen Virtue, Robert Reeves, Radley Valentine. And you can find out more information at my website, B. Calvano Coaching, about how I might serve you and read more about me. So every week, if I don't have a special guest, which I'll be embarking on that again soon, I share the weekly angel messages and also a short topic. And then I take your calls at the halfway point to give you many angel card readings and coaching. So let's see if there's any announcements. I am setting up my online courses at Learn It Live. And you can find out, again, that if you follow me at my website. And you can take classes at very affordable prices from the convenience of your home on the archangels, chakras, and assertiveness in your relationships. And then in the New York area in March, right now the most upcoming event is with the legendary sound healer Stuart Pierce here in New York City on March 15th. I'm hosting with Tina Marie Bertoli, a very well-known angel therapist. And we are hosting Stuart Pierce an evening called Enchantment, where we will be connecting with the angels of Atlantis, doing some sound healing, and it's really quite remarkable. All of that is on my website. So here we are in February, and here it is snowing again in New York City, where I broadcast from, and hope you're having a beautiful day, start of the week. Sometimes Mondays are a bit more challenging than by the end of the week. I used to do my show on Saturdays. It's completely different energy, but I was guided to put it on Monday and allow Saturdays for events and seeing clients. I'm just going to go right into it. The topic for today is also going to be the topic of some of my classes, workshops, both online and in person. And it's called Take Back Your Power. And it really is about living a life where you feel connected and able to move forward in your life, not stopped, not repeating behavior patterns that you might be doing that sabotage you in relationships, in your health, in your career for the past few years. It's pretty powerful. It's pretty remarkable. And taking back your power is going to address many different ways in which we can reconnect and have this year of 2016 really be the one where we completely release all those patterns and thinkings that don't serve us here in this life right now on planet Earth. And I might be talking about some things that might be a little uncomfortable, but I'm really guided to go there today. And so here we go. As I talk about the topic, I'm also going to begin the reading for the week also. You know, take back your power. is about addressing, and it coincides with my talk that I did and I've been doing in the past year, you know, how to live your life really passionately, like no matter what's going on, and to allow the support of the angelic realm, your angels, your ascended masters who are there right now with us to help us really connect to energy, love, ideas, which is all power, and to make our life easier. You know, it's one thing to go about the world alone, and many of us, like I mentioned often, we're taught to do that. Like there's something about being independent and not needing anyone that's a virtue. And the truth is, there is to a point, because you alone have to write your book, you have to go to your class, your yoga class, do your exercise, make your food. But it's another thing to know that the support of people around you, we're here living among people, and there's a reason for that. So we can learn from each other, we can support one another, and we can therefore take care of ourselves, our community, and even the world in a lot more graceful manner. So, you know, instead of fighting and resisting and opposing one another. So taking back your power, one of the things that we're looking at is the fear of death. You know, I would say the fear of living life passionately, but it also, the reflection of that is the fear of death. And in January, we had many people who died, celebrities, and then some of us, and I myself had some close friends pass away. They were in their 60s, still very young, but it makes us think about our mortality, you know, not only theirs, but ours. Why are we here? What's the purpose? And one of the things many of us don't stop and pause and think about is our death. Not the morbidity of it, not the tragedy of it, but that there will be a point when we leave. And so before then, what is it that we want to do? What is it we were called to do? How can we remember? And how could we really enjoy this process and journey? And Raziel is an archangel that can help us connect to our life purpose. He can help us connect with divine information and wisdom that's particular for us. And just by saying his name and allowing his presence to come forth for us, we can begin to experience Raziel. Raziel is really the one who connects us with deep mysteries, understanding the secrets of the universe, you know, remembering and healing from past lives, and understanding esoteric wisdom, even dream interpretation. So, and his aura is rainbow colors. So if you are experiencing ever, like just seeing the rainbow, we do see rainbows in the sky, it's also a symbol of Raziel. And, you know, one of the things about my show, I try to keep it very basic so you can use the practical information to apply to your life for your very basic needs. And many people who listen or who are involved with the spiritual community are very involved with the ascension process, which is all about raising your vibration to a higher level where you experience a lot more. What I'm going to say, you're really able to live where you don't really let anything bother you. Let me put it real simple. You know, you can just let things fly. And that's the real basic interpretation of it. But the main thing is that I'm guided to say that when we live our lives and we go after the things that we need to do, which is taking care of our basic needs and then taking care of our community and the world, by virtue of just doing those things, process, the challenges, making commitments and intentions and doing what we need to do, we ascend. We actually begin to change our vibration when we face with courage the things that we know we need to do. And we could have something we're thinking about for 1 year, 10 years, 20 years. And we know that's a thing that we need to do. But in the eyes of God and the angels and the universe, it's a doorway. It's actually a doorway to your personal transformation. So if that thing that you've been meaning to do is get out of debt or stop being someone who's living in poverty, you know, you may have a college education, but you're still grasping and struggling with finances, how to support yourself. Well, there's a doorway there for you. Or you have a food addiction. You're constantly overeating, gaining the weight, losing the weight, 50, 60, 90 pounds. You know, there's a doorway for you, not just the solution, what it looks on the surface, the things have been handled. There's a real doorway for us. And the Raziel can help us with that doorway. And I mentioned those two things because there are compulsions, there are addictions that affect a lot of people of not having enough, or there you're in a situation where, you know, when you have too much food and you're eating it, you know, you're stuffing your emotions, you're stuffing down energy. So just in today's conversation and about the weekly messages, I'm going to continue to talk about this, but it really is the theme and topic of my work for this year is taking back your power so that you are not left feeling that there's something missing in your life. Like, I just need to handle that. I just need to take care of that. What if in the next few months you handle that once and for all, right? You don't have to wait till you're 60 years old like me. You can do this in your 30s or 40s or 50s. There's that one thing that you know that it's time to handle. And working with the angels and God and the archangels, ascended masters, which include Mary, Jesus, Buddha, Kuan Yin, Allah, all of them are all together. Bridget, the goddesses, Kuan Yin, they all support all people. They're just pure vibrational energy beings. And we don't have to follow a particular path or a particular, be part of a, you know, a church or synagogue or a temple. And if you do already, continue to do that so that it really deepens your connection. But know that anything that you're going through is your doorway. It does, you know, what I'm trying to say is that it's not just about the losing the weight and changing your diet and finding a partner, changing your career, finding enough money, clients. It's an energetic doorway for you to pass through, all about the divine wisdom that you need to know to fulfill your life purpose. So it looks like I said, symptomatically, that it's the outward appearance of fixing those things. But underneath it, it's a pathway for your spiritual development. Like, no kidding. Like, when you start embracing the challenge, the particular challenge, especially the one that you've been facing for a long time, all right, this is your gold. I'm telling you, this is your gold. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and start with the weekly messages and have this all tie together. So for this week, I was guided to use the weekly, Archangel Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue. The angel said, tell them about your deck also. Yeah, I'm creating a deck also, so I'll be talking more about that, which has to do with flowers, because I love nature. And you could find me on any Sunday just walking in quiet, no headphones, no nothing, not talking to anyone, just for hours, just basically listening to the trees and flowers and connecting with nature and the rocks. So for today and tomorrow, we have leadership from Archangel Gabriel. And the message here, it says, it is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. Now, when you embark on a project, like I said, with your health or your money or your career or change in your life, you're inspiring other people. If you think about it that way, it might even give you some more motivation. Not everybody is going to make changes. You know, they're just not. It takes tremendous courage to take a moment and look at your lives and say, this is not it. You know, there's something in me that says, this is not what I was born to do, to be, to experience. There's something, and I know this is not what my whole life is about. And I mention it this way because this, how I describe this moment, is how I transitioned and transformed many moments in my life where it was totally upside down, inside out. Not great, but I was going through my own transformation. all of which I'm writing in the book. But here it says leadership. And Gabrielle helps us with finding the right words, communication. It helps artists, actors. It helps you birth new projects. Gabrielle is the messenger angel, so it's helping us be a messenger. And leadership. Assume the leadership in that area of your life where you really want to make a transformation. And this is the year it can happen. And for some people, things can instantaneously shift. For some, it's called enlightenment. It can happen. But for most of us, we will need to practice this on a daily basis. Practice, you know, eating correctly or eating healthily. Practice a regular exercise program. Practice doing the daily tasks of running your own business. Practice of being a good housewife or a husband or, you know, a wife, a student, a child. You know, there's so many practices that we can do. But here it's time, when you assume your leadership in that area of your life that you know you want to gain back control, and I don't really like the word control, but you know what I'm talking about, get back in where you are being unstoppable. Like even when things come up, you stop, use some tools, maybe use a coach, call upon your angels to help you, that you can keep moving. You don't have to take a situation and kind of drop out of life for a week or a month or years. And all of us do this. There's no judgment on it. It's just that many people are ready now to really, in quotes, ascend, move on. Really, they feel the energy. They're sensing it on the planet. They're sensing all the changes. And we want to get into action, right? So leadership is being given to us by Gabrielle. So call upon Gabrielle to help you this Monday, today, and tomorrow. And know that when you take a courageous action, that energy is rippling. It's like a rippling effect to other people. Because, again, most people are not listening to a show like this, or they're not interested in seeking answers. They're more interested in repeating information about why life doesn't work. They're more interested in repeating in their words why things don't work. And the angels are guiding me again to say, your words are your wand. So what you say becomes your life. So if you continue to say, I am so broke, as if that's a virtue, really, if that's what your intention is, to stay that way, which I don't think, you would keep repeating that. But if you would just turn it around and say, I am so abundant, and kind of get, you know, stop being lazy with your speaking. And, you know, the angel said it, yeah, lazy. You know, you have to be responsible for your words. Your words are truly gold. Your words can totally transform your life. If you say, I am so lovable, you know, see how attractive that makes you versus saying, oh, I really hate myself. I hate my body. Both of them are different vibrations, right? So start just checking in with the words that you use, especially in an area where you feel blocked and you want to shift the power. Take a look. What are your statements? What are your affirmations? Are you affirming the negative or are you affirming the positive? And the angels are pure vibrational beings, pure love. And when we begin connecting with them, we go to a higher vibration. You know, not like high is better than low, you know, better or worse. It's just a vibration that is more expansive. It has more possibilities of creating abundance. And it's uplifting, very uplifting. So there you go with the first 2 days, leadership. And then for the middle of the week, we have teaching and learning with Archangel Zadkiel. Zadkiel says, keep an open mind, learn new ideas, then teach these ideas to others. It's interesting. We both have the message, lovingly guide others, teach these ideas to others. And some of you may think, who am I? I'm not a teacher. I'm not a, you know, healer. You know, it's enough that I'm trying to do my own life. But know that people can feel you and feel your courage. If you're the one who's working in an environment and you're the one who's deciding to be a leader in their family and who's committed to finding new ways to get people to talk to one another, to heal rifts, to heal family arguments, that energy is pervasive about you. You know, or if you're someone who says, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready for a relationship. The one that didn't turn out wasn't great, but you know, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. And I'm going to do something about this. I'm just not going to sit here and wait, but I am going to put it out to God and the universe that I'm ready. I'm so ready. And I'm going to take care of myself so that I can be someone that would be truly be a gift to another person and not another burden, right? So we know what it's like to be with someone and throw our burdens on them. Not that we're going to be perfect, but let's get real, right? We don't need someone else to make us happy. Let's do the things to make ourselves happy first, and then we can truly be a gift to another person. We never have to depend on someone else to make us happy. We can actually be a gift to them, bring happiness to them for no reason. So teaching and learning, that Kiel is also an archangel you can use if you have to take a test. It's going to help you remember your information and your facts and figures for a test. And it can also help us heal painful memories. Many of us have that. And he can help us, in a sense, choose forgiveness. So teaching and learning this week, you know, if you've been guided to learn something, to take a particular class, yes, go ahead and do that. If you've been thinking about creating a class, yes, go ahead and do that. You know, really just stay open. And yes, I'm guided to say that even if you're not a designated teacher, certified teacher, know that when you take on a challenge and you give yourself the motivation and some discipline, energy wakes up the world. Because for the most of the world, if you just take a notice, people go on automatic. They go on automatic. It's called survival, and it's called reaction, and survival and reaction. And they don't see that there's another way. They don't see that there's another way out of their dilemma of just surviving. And those of us who have an inkling or connection to, you know, I think there's something else going on here. Why are those people over there happy and seem to be like manifesting and have a relationship that works, or it looks like it works, or they're handling their health? You know, what's that about? So let yourself be curious. You know, not that some of us have, you know, we're better than others. I keep saying that. It's about be curious to the nature of human beings. You know, let yourself be curious and don't automatically have an answer, you know, like, but I already know that. This is a week really of just letting yourself be curious. Like, I have a sense, I don't know what it is, but I'm open. All right. And that's the beginning of your doorway. And that is huge, being coachable. And then for the end of the week, we have divine order. I love this. With Raguel, who really helps us with our relationships. And there are many of us will be addressing relationships that need some healing, whether it's our work or personal relationships or even the relationship with ourselves. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order now. So there may be some upsets. There may be some things that are not comfortable. But the angels are saying, and Raguel is telling us, this is exactly what needs to be right now. So when we're able to be with something without changing it, without trying to fix it, in a moment of breath, it's just saying, okay, this is what's happening. This is it right now. And letting it be, that allows it to disappear. I'm going to say that again. If you let something truly be as it is, you know, you've heard, yeah, just let it be. You've heard that, let it be. If you allow it to be without saying, but this shouldn't be happening, they shouldn't be saying this, they shouldn't be acting like this, pointing the finger they. But what if we just observed it with detachment? This is the word I was looking for. To be detached that is the beginning of being able to dissolve any pain and suffering around you. So this is what's happening. And out of this is what's happening, we're able to have more compassion and grow. It is not easy. It is not easy at all. It takes practice, but Raguel can help us see the divine order with some things that may not be looking like how we wish they would be. But just by detaching, we can look past the illusion and see the underlying order. So this, I was guided to take another card, and the card is the one that is really with me right now, is Take Back Your Power. So this is the overlying message for the whole week from Raziel. Use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. Take back your power. Now, how do you know your power is missing, right? Is if you have suffering. So if you're complaining and you have suffering, then you're not empowered. It doesn't mean that we fix the situation in order for you to take back your power, because that may very well take time. But it means shifting your perspective, changing how you think about it. Taking back your power, like I said, is not necessarily, you know, you need $5,000 and getting to $5,000 to have your power back. You know, it's about being able to shift your focus so that you're empowered. Then you can take the action or listen for the messages to assist you in creating and manifesting the $5,000. Or the husband you're looking for, the wife or the relationship, or the health that you want to regain, right? So taking back your power, here we have Raziel. Raziel is going to help us connect to the inner divine wisdom that is at the source of all who we are. And as I said earlier, many of the symptomatic problems we see in our lives, which have to do with security, so that's money, material things, and then emotional needs, friends and family situations. You know, take a look honestly at what's the how are they doing? You know, how are your relationships with your family and your personal life? You know, there's one thing about living your life and saying it's okay that you choose not to speak to someone in your family. And there are times when it's necessary to have boundaries to heal yourself. But the angels are telling me to talk about this today. There's a way in which you can talk to these people heart to heart, telepathically, through the distance. That you can begin healing relationships through prayer and your heart, your heart's messages to them. If you're getting symbols of pictures, words and sentences, music, things that remind you of people that you they belong to, that are in your family, that's their way of connecting to you. And anything can be healed. Anything can be healed in your life. The angels are saying anything can be healed. And we're not talking about, again, forgiving the actions that people did to us that were mostly unforgivable. It is about reconnecting to the human being. So we will know that there's certain things are unforgivable and should not be done on planet Earth from human beings to human beings. But we're talking about being able to embrace the love. You know, many people did their best. They all did their best as they could in the moment. And so take back your power is about forgiveness. Take back your power is about where in your world do you have leaking, an area where there's like a draining of energy and stress and thinking of feeling unloved, feeling confused, feeling blocked, feeling unrequited love, you know, some emptiness, there's a connection that can be regained. And the angels are really pushing me to say that today. So it's a huge, huge task. It's a task worth living for. Because when we can be these courageous types of human beings, you know, courage enough to live with our heart, to open our heart in a way that's not ordinary. You know, the ordinary person may decide to hold a grudge till they die. That can happen in our families, even in generations, one to the next, they'll have the same complaint. This person said this person said this to that, and that person did this. End of story, and this story goes from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next. And the angels are saying, perhaps, but maybe there's another way of looking at it we can't even see. Give it a chance. This is what the angels are saying. So this is a week of powerful learning, teaching, leadership, knowing that everything is in divine order. So what does that mean? Everything is under the management of God and the angels. Breathe more. Take 3 deep breaths when you need to. Adhere to your regular exercise program, which I always propose yoga of some sort, gentle yoga, or all the different types of yoga, stretching. Manage and take care of yourself. These basic spiritual tools to help you live a beautiful life are connecting with your breath, eating healthily, getting enough sleep, drinking plenty of clean water, and start paying attention to your thoughts and your words and see what you are creating and begin to take responsibility for the life that you have and daydream, dream of what you would like to see in the world and follow the messages and guidance to have you create that. You know, we are huge magical manifestors. And that is one of the messages that the angels are telling us, and that's why they're really present right now on the planet. I mean, look at the number of radio shows here just on Blog Talk or even on the general internet. They're talking about angels. And again, I don't see them 3D. You know, I don't see fluffy wings flying in and, you know, the sounds of flapping wings. You know, I feel their guidance. I'm very kinesthetic and so clairsentient. I can feel my heart. I receive messages, you know, in my head, you know, claircognizant. I receive messages. Those are the two main ways that I work. Anyway, so I'm just guided to say that. Know that the angels are with you. Call upon them. They cannot help you unless you ask. They work through free will. And many of us only call upon them when we are in really, really dire straits, but you don't have to. You can just take a moment today and breathe in, breathe out, and just take a look at how you would like to be supported. How would you like to be supported? What changes would you like to see in your life? What do you need? And ask your angels for this, and then begin to listen for and look for signs. If you already have a sense of what you need to do, then ask the question. I need to know if this is a yes or a no. Give me some guidance. You can use angel cards yourself. And if you're new to this, I'm going to be teaching online courses at Learn It Live or even in my in-person classes. You can read the booklets, Enduring Virtues cards. And that is an amazing way to begin to develop your spiritual intuitiveness. Yes. Through the cards, you're going to start to see synchronicities, and you're going to actually feel the comfort of the angels in most all of Dorian Virtue's Oracle Cards decks. So that's pretty much what I'm going to say today. I'm going to take a brief moment and get some water, and then I'm going to take your call for some mini angel card readings. So I'll be right back. Hello, everyone. It's Barbara Calvano, and welcome back to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And one of the best ways to follow if I have a show or not is to connect here at Blog Talk Radio, follow me here, or even at my Facebook page, because there are times when I have a change in my schedule and I cannot have a show. So then you'll know. All right? Now follow me there, B. Calvano Coaching. All right, so let me go ahead and take the first caller and let me know your name and how we can help you today. Area code 917, thank you for waiting. Hello there.
Hello. Yes, hi, beautiful. Thank you for having your show today.
Thank you. What is your name?
Tina.
Hi, Tina. Do you have a question?
Yes, I would like to ask about a relationship with my friend Rob. I just wanted to see what the angels have.
Okay, so this is how I work, you know, maybe different with other psychics and other, you know, angel card readers. So what is it that you want to know about your relationship with Rob?
Where does Rob T.S. going? I'm excited.
Okay, so this is the next thing, the angels, even before I draw a card. What is it you want from the relationship? Because what the angels are saying is it's going to be dependent on you communicating to him what you want.
Oh, marriage. Moving together.
Okay. Okay, very good. All right. Now, how long have you been together?
We've been friends for 2 years.
Okay. And have you talked about marriage?
Not really.
Okay. So I don't really do like this is, you know, how do I say? My coaching is very different than it was 3 years ago. So here's what the angels are asking. The angels, how I work with the angels is that they have you be empowered in your life. All right. So 2 years is a good time to know somebody, and it's a good time to talk about marriage as something that you're committed to and that what you want. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why women don't bring it up is because they're afraid. They don't want the answer to be no, because that would probably mean that they may choose to leave and move on. Are you hearing me? Okay.
I hear you.
Okay. So I'm guided to tell you about something that happened to me when I was 35, 26 years ago. When I was 35, I was clear. I was tired of dating men who didn't want to get married. So I changed my energetic approach to dating. I only dated men who were interested in getting married in the near future. I changed my energy. And it weeded out everybody. We did about almost everybody.
Mm.
And then I found my husband, Lou.
Mm.
All right. So you have to be powerful in this world. We don't wait for the man, or the other person, to create the relationship. So the interesting thing, you're waiting for him to create the relationship. It's your life. This is your life. And either he wants to marry you or he doesn't. It's really that simple. And you may be holding on to someone who does not. Or my sense is, I'm going to do some cards, but, this is more about your process and about you being empowered to ask for what you want in the world. Because if you don't do it with him, you'll do the same energy pattern with the next person you're with. You'll wait for them to take control. Okay, so here's the very first card, and I think that's all I'm going to do, is one, it's deception. Right, Tina? Someone is wearing a false self mask in this relationship. So one of you may not be telling the truth 100%. And the only thing I'm picking up right now, I'm not going to make any calls on him, but is that you just have to be 100% honest with him and not be afraid of the answer. All right?
Okay.
And
can you pull two more cards?
All right. So someone is lying, and it says you're calling in your soulmate. So your prayers and affirmations and visualizations help bring you together. So you are calling in someone to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is codependence, all right? So it's saying that you may be, you know, my coaching is very straightforward, all right? You can take a look if you're codependent. Do you need men to feel like you're somebody? You know, codependency, you know, it's talking about. Addictions are affecting your romantic life. So take a look whether you're addicted to having someone in your relationship or are you ready to have an authentic marriage with someone? Because marriage is
Yeah, but I just had a friend. I really didn't want to marry him. He was moving really fast. I just had someone that came into my life. I've been abstinent for 2 years, and a gentleman came in and said, let's get married, let's have a child, and I slowed him down because he had just been divorced. So
That sounds good.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, no, but no, I did call that forth, but because I can stay by myself, I was able to do that, so.
All right, so here it says, this is what I'm going to say, is that you have to be totally honest with him, and you may be the person who's been wearing the false mask, which is that you really want to get married, but you have to talk about it. If you've been with this person now for 2 years, that is the false mask. You're not being totally honest, and you're waiting for him to talk about it. And he may not even be interested, or he may say, oh, I was wondering when you wanted to talk about it. But honestly, if you've been with someone 2 years and it hasn't been brought up.
No, we haven't. We've been friends for 2 years. That's what I said. We've been friends. So we just now started moving forward because he's busy and travels a lot. So, no, we haven't been in a straight relationship for 2 years.
Okay, so then, so the three messages are deception. You know, someone is wearing a false mask in this relationship. That means for you to be 100% what you're forward, let him know what you want. You know, many women are in a relationship and they're, or even men, and they're just hanging out. They're hanging out. And someone has to say, hey, this is what I want in my life. Is this something that you are interested in also? And give them a chance to say yes or no. You are calling in your soulmate. It may very well be this person. This is the second part. And the third part is codependency. Take a look at if you have any codependency issues. You know, and I sense a little bit because you haven't been able to be 100% forward with him. All right?
Okay.
Even if you're just, if that is really on your monitor and your radar right now at this time in your life, it's totally fine to talk about it. There are some relationship coaches say, don't mention it. I say, it's already there. You know, you're thinking about it. Talk about it. It's not like this horrible word that's going to scare somebody. If they're responsible and they're in love with you and they see a possibility, they'll want to try it on. You know, they'll at least want to talk about it. Okay?
Okay.
So you have to have the conversation. That is your angel message. You have to have the conversation. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tina. Good luck.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Okay. The next caller is area code 702. What is your name and how can we help you? Hello there.
Hi, it's Adanya. How are you?
Hi. Very good, Adanya.
Okay, it's been very interesting. I was recently prompted to start stepping away from social media after, 8 years or so, to literally, like, when I say step away, it was like, you no longer need that account, delete. And so I literally just did this only a few days ago, and I'm feeling the withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I was an everyday kind of thing. But with that, what I've been noticing for several months now is an increase in how I feel when I go to sit down at my computer and do the work that is automatic for me. And feeling a sense of, I don't know if it's a word, maybe I should have Googled it before I think of saying it. Like, I was listening to the cards and I was like, I know they're talking to me. I know they're speaking. I know the angels are speaking right to me. But literally not even feeling a spark to do something else because I don't know what that other else is. I've literally been sitting and then waiting for those messages to come forward. So I'm not feeling the motivation, which I find to be very interesting. That's what I would say, that I know they're talking to me. I know they're speaking to me. I'm not feeling that sense of motivation to be doing something else because I'm not sure what that other thing is supposed to be. There's no people like, what are you passionate about? And I'm like, well, if I could work in a soup kitchen all the time, that'd be really great, but I don't really know how that's going to bring in the cheddar. So So there's that sense of wanting to do more. And if a mm-hmm. bunch of money just dropped in my lap, then I could feed a bunch of people and I'd be really happy and sit mm-hmm. on the beach and things would be great. So I don't really know what they have to say with that because I feel like I've been in this space for a very long time now. It's been a few years that I've been in that. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to be doing?
Okay.
If not this, then what?
Okay, and you just recently just was guided to, like, all right, just get off, was it Facebook or all social media?
Over 40, nearly 42,000 connections, and I was, like delete, like, okay. every single account. I think there's MySpace, because I haven't touched that in, like, years, and I just remembered that this morning going, oh, I had to probably cancel those, too. So I don't know what it's all about.
This was through a reader or through your own
connection? No, I just felt that. I was like, it just came, like it was a random, you know, nothing's random, but it felt like mm-hmm. one of those random thoughts, like, you know, Facebook doesn't make you feel good. You invest a lot of money in your fan page, and yeah, you've got almost 8,000 people, and that's really great, but it doesn't make you feel good. Get rid of it. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So I did.
And may I ask what you do? Are you a writer? Are you entertainer? Or
I write, but I've noticed that I feel to be writing more for myself, which I think is very cathartic, and that's great. Mm-hmm. I feel that there I'm supposed to be in that direction, but what I do financially is I help people like you, coaches, mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, intuitives, that could help them. I manage their businesses because usually you're very right-brained, and I'm oftentimes very left brain dominant, so I'm very good at that, but it's like I said, it's an automatic. I can literally manage events and manage people's businesses asleep. So that's what I do, and it feels like my other stuff is like the side stuff, so I don't really, it's one nothing's pulling at the heartstrings, but nothing's feeling good.
But first, I'm just going to go with it so we can get to as many people as possible
today.
The first response I got was that the angels had you do that so you could write a book, that you could write something that is more fulfilling for you, that it could, in the end, bring you in more cheddar, bring in more money. There's something that, you know, your work, which would be connecting to social media, right? Because if you're all connected, part of it would be that you would want to be on it so people could find you and all that. But there's something that happened where you felt, in a sense, like spiritually bankrupt. Something happened where you just felt so drained. I don't necessarily think you had to do all of that, but if you did, okay. Part of me says your daily practices of self-care needed a real wake-up call, okay? If you are working at the computer too long and you're not getting out into nature, you're not going out to be with, I'll use the word spiritually minded people, people of your same energy, right? It's important to get away from the computer. I'll use the word computer for being linked to social media, right? It's important to do that. And you're going to feel it like a drug overdose. You're going to feel like sick just being connected to this thing, which can connect us beautifully to the world, but it can also drain us because we're not balancing ourselves. You know, you're not stepping away. People are not stepping away and going to a yoga class or going for their walk outside in nature, observing the sunset or the sunrise. They're addicted to being in this false world. It's in my meditation, I think it's Sanskrit, Hindu, Lila. It's a false world. The internet is a false world. Even though I'm talking to you all and everything, it is the world and where we communicate and sound. You hear the sound of my voice. Or if I was on Facebook, I'd put pictures and write little things or any of the social media. But the world that God and the angels also want us to remember is the one that's right here in our body.
Right.
How are we living? Are we taking time to find the right foods to eat, to prepare them, to be with our food, to be with our pet, our partner or lack of a partner, being alone, being with our physical body, meditation or walking meditation, you know, there's a disconnect. And it seems to you that the angels wanted you to just unplug.
Right.
But if that's what you do in the world, I could see you still doing it, but you had lost your balance, you had lost your power.
Right.
And there are people who they really are. There are actions that we need to take in the world, and being honest with ourselves in terms of how happy we are, that we can easily go to the computer and it's like a bag of potato chips. You know, it's like it just feeds this empty part of us, and that's out of balance. It's one thing if you go on and you do the things that you need to do, the postings for your business, and then you just get off. But it's a lure to go into this realm as if it's real life, and it's not real life. It's not real life. Life is going outside and touching that tree, you know, breathing the air, you know, touching the snow, feeling the rain. And it's a powerful realm, the internet, very powerful. But it also can pull you away from it's like your chakras being balanced. Your chakras are not going to be balanced if you're just sitting in front of the computer. It's just not. And so it is about, you know, how, you know, and then there are people who sit at the computer, they're not necessarily eating and drinking and taking care of their bodies. And if you're able to do that, great. You know, but there's an energetic thing that happens. Also, if you're not wearing the right crystal or aware of the EMFs, the electric, you know, magnetic energy of sitting in front of a machine all day, that's going to affect you. And you'll sense depression, right? You know, I just pulled three cards up for your life purpose because I was guided to go to that deck. And I have for you creative expression. It's just something for you for creative expression needs. Your soul longs to express itself creatively. Really, really does that. Here is an angel in front of a canvas. I don't know if you ever painted, but there's a canvas and a painter. Then also teaching, that you inspire young people to learn. So you have this incredible ability to inspire people. But if you're losing the inspiration to inspire and motivate yourself, I'm going to say it was just like an energy imbalance of being at the computer too long. And definitely there's ways to manage that. You just step away. And you put into your schedule other things. This is when I go to that class. You know, this is when I leave and I go grocery shopping. This is when I go for the walk. And I step away. I turn it off and I shut it down. And the heart's desires, the angels are supporting, guiding, protecting you as your dreams become a reality. It may take a couple days for you to let that memory, that heartfelt desire emerge, come to the surface. You know? My sense is that you're creating yourself this kind of like a spiritual retreat. Right? It's just like a spiritual retreat. I don't know if you've ever done one of those. There's something called the Vipassana retreat where people go for 7 days, some people go for 10 days, where they don't speak. They just literally go to this yoga camp.
Fabulous as that sounds. I mean, trust me. It's because I've used the last probably 5 years now to do a lot of the, you know, inward stuff and mm-hmm. being comfortable with who I am and blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. if I didn't have a 15-year-old, trust mm-hmm. me, I would be gone.
mm-hmm.
I would be gone. And be silent, silent little creature. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would totally do that.
No, but you don't. But what I'm saying is we don't necessarily have to do that. Because I see people who go to that and come back, and they're plugged right back into their suffering. You know, they don't get it. So you don't necessarily have to do that. It's helpful, but you don't necessarily have to do that. I'm sensing that you just need to take better care of yourself, and it may not be easy with, you have to take care of a 15-year-old. And are you a single parent?
I am.
Okay.
By choice.
So then that's a responsibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, my sense is that you'd know whether or not you're cutting off your lifeline, because I attract clients from the internet. And that's one reason why I do this radio show and the other things that I may do. But there, I'm so grateful, and I remember a time where there, when there was no internet, you know, where I just sat in my studio and created 6 to 8 hours a day. I just painted all day long. And then I went to a job at night. I'm so grateful that I had that time. So, you know, my sense, the energy that I pick up is that you just needed to put into your schedule self-care. Then you could go back to being part of the internet, especially if it fed your work. So I don't know if it did or not. I don't know. If it did,
it didn't.
You need to do it. Did it?
No, social media didn't, which I found, like, that's what I found was really interesting. I was like, I've got nearly 8,000 people sitting on my fan page, but it's not generating any income. So I'm investing my spiritual energy in something that is not reciprocal.
Okay, I'm glad you just said that. Yeah, I'm glad you just said that, because in my field, in the world of this spiritual new age work, there some of us have really gotten on the bandwagon thinking we need more, we need more, we need more likes, we need this. When the truth is, it's not the width, it's the depth. You only need like a few hundred people, perhaps, or you just only need a few that can pick you up energetically, even though they say to build a platform in case you're going to publish a book, and that's a whole other story. But there's a frenetic energy to build your page, which is so ego and so based on fear. And that will
I wrote an article on that last year. It was like the unlike and the ego, and it's so true. That it's, you know, you feed into that. And I was like, oh my God, nobody's engaged. Mm-hmm. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And literally, I felt the life just being sucked out of me, because it takes a lot of energy to keep up that facade.
Yeah, it's a total facade, because I can see people who, I have mentors, and I can see those who have only a few thousand, and they get tremendous customers and clients, and we want to take their courses and things. And I see someone else who has, you know, 20, 30, 50,000, and it's just not the same thing. You know, it really is. I go to the, not old school, but the slower, the turtle's path versus the, you know, the rabbit, is just finding a peaceful way to have it be authentic for you, and just know that it isn't the hype, and trust that it really isn't the hype. And that would be taking back your power. For me also, when I thought, if I have to just concentrate on building the following and doing all that, I don't want to do this.
Right.
And that's when I learned from Doreen Virtue. She's got a great $11 video, 90 minutes, on how to build your spiritual practice. It's $11, and she put 25 years of her experience becoming this incredible teacher, author, into this 90 minutes, and it's on earthangel.com.
Thank you.
And you will experience this, and anybody listening, it's like you can build your spiritual practice with a sense of breath and not being choked by, you know, I've seen, you know, from, you know, the strangest selfies, you know, day after day, to all this, like a circus performer to try to perform to get more likes, you know.
Exactly. Hey, I was always in Canva creating pictures and online research of, like, how can I inspire them today? I was on YouTube and video. And I thought to myself, I was like, my God. I'm like, I'm pre-internet. You know, I was born in the late 60s, so the 70s and the 80s were very much, you know, my thing, and that's when the internet decided, you know, to pop up publicly, and and I was like, oh, screw that, I don't want to get involved. But since I'm very technically minded, very left brain, that's what, obviously, I was, you know, something I was good at. So it's, I got into it, and I was like, how do you not know how to do this, blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I am only 48 years old, and I'm grateful that I do not look like I'm 48 years old, and it is what it is. But I feel internally, when I go and it's all technology, I literally feel like I'm 1,000. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it just ages me. And I said, there's got to be a better way. Mm-hmm. There has to be a better way.
Yeah, well, that, I'm guided to share her information. And it really
is a
good video to watch repeatedly. You're going to hear something each time. And her book, Angel Therapy Handbook, it is
I have that. The
second half is all about building your spiritual business and practice, and it's not the normal multi-level marketing, you know, the normal internet building social media way. It is almost the opposite, and I trust that because the other one actually makes me nauseous and ill.
Right.
So I've been going the slow and narrow path, and it works. It really is organic, and it's not about, look at how many followers I have.
Right.
Wow. You know, come on, share, like and share, comment, like and share, and I can get 10 more today.
It's exhausting.
My gosh.
It's exhausting.
It's an addiction. That is an addiction.
Well, thank you for talking me through this, because literally I feel my energy has shifted. So thank you for that, for helping me.
You're so welcome.
I think oftentimes that's all we need. Is we just have something that's going on with us, and we just need to talk it out with somebody else. And I'm very, for now, I've kept myself very isolated because I was in a very busy living situation. So I've been very cocooned for the last year. So it's nice to be able to have these conversations that I typically don't get to have very often. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I know other people who are listening live or going to listen on replay are going to benefit, because this is a much needed conversation, especially the spiritual workers and things, because we don't, you know, we want to be different because we are different, and we need to be successful so we can reach more people, but not if we're going to turn people away and off because we're just selling out of fear and pushing out of fear. And that's not the energy of the angels. And it will, definitely if things are slowed down and stopped for you, for anybody, it's because they're pushing too hard. They're just pushing too hard. So I have to go. And
yes,
I really
absolutely.
Thank you
thank
for calling
you.
In. And follow me to stay updated on the next show. And if you want to follow me at my website, you can get my weekly message newsletter. And
oh, I like
it's
that.
It's really, okay, it's at my website, bcalvanocoaching.com.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in today, and have a beautiful day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. The show has ended now, and if you would like a very mini reading, that's a one-card reading from me, you can message me at bcalvanocoaching at Facebook or at my website, and I will give you a one-card reading for your question today. Have a beautiful week. We'll see you next week here at the same time. And thank you again for listening. May the angels follow you, bless you, and provide miracles for you today and each and every day. Namaste.